Hello, and welcome to 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority, where we uncover secrets to successful selling in complex environments. I'm your co-host, Rick Wimberly.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren Bristow. Welcome to the podcast.
Today, we're focusing on a crucial aspect of sales that both new and experienced reps often struggle with, the prospect's buying process. Now, clearly, if a deal hangs around long enough and the prospect finally wishes to buy from you, you'll earn their buying logistics. However, a last-minute purchasing checklist is not where we want to focus. Our discussion here is centered on understanding the full buying process early in the discovery phase.
Why is that important? Well, first of all, inadequate awareness of the process could blow up the deal entirely. And we've all experienced bad surprises where an unexpected factor arises, bites you, and the deal is over. But even if poor process understanding doesn't kill the deal outright, it can certainly create issues with timing and forecasting. A surprise missed step can push a deal out weeks or months, spelling the difference between a great quarter and a weak one. I'll tell a story about that very thing in just a minute.
So, let's dive into one of the first typical gaps in our buying process understanding, the budget. Now, while all but the greenest of reps do seem to ask the basic, "What is your budget?" question, too often they learn little. "We're not sure yet," is a frequent response. And because it's an uncomfortable early topic, the rep moves on without digging deeper. Directly asking about the budget amount might not always yield the most truthful or helpful responses. Indirect questions, however, about past spending levels on similar projects or the perceived value of solving their current issue can open up a more genuine dialogue and set you up for a strong ROI discussion.
A second gap we see frequently is knowledge of budget timing. Understanding the prospect's budget cycle can significantly influence our success. It's not just about how much money they can spend, but understanding when they can spend it. Aligning our sales efforts with their fiscal planning and spending rhythm can make all the difference. Here's that story I mentioned. I recall a deal or two selling to government prospects where an account executive believed wholeheartedly their opportunity was near closing. And this much-needed deal was included in the quarterly forecast. As the end of the quarter approached, the rep hit a catastrophic roadblock. Turns out, the deal was stalled because there had never been an officially earmarked line item for the solution in the prospect's budget. The prospect entered discussions with the rep, hoping to find the funds from other potentially overfunded projects, which of course never materialized. Even worse, the prospect's budget planning month had passed, making it almost impossible to get funds allocated for the next year. It's a government agency, remember. That deal was toast, and the quarter's forecast took a hit. It could have been avoided with clearly directed questions around the budgeted amount, process, and funding source.
Finally, we can't talk about navigating the buying process without addressing the competition. Many reps are squeamish about bringing up the idea that a competitive solution might exist. They're afraid this will send the prospect on an unwelcome hunt that will introduce friction or cost the deal. Now, we think it's better to uncover the competitive landscape early to know what you're dealing with. Exploring this will help guide your messaging or potentially uncover latent needs. Either way, it's already highly likely your prospect will launch their own competitive search. Might as well embrace it with confidence.
Understanding the buying process isn't just about enhancing sales tactics. It's about fostering meaningful, lasting relationships with prospects. As a consultative partner, your questions about the buying process illustrate maturity and an appreciation for following procedures the prospect's organization feels are important. Further, by aligning sales strategies with the prospect's buying cycle, we can better leverage insights into their budget discussions and more effectively differentiate our solutions from the competition.
Now, that's all the time we have for today on 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority. Lauren and I hope you found these insights valuable. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more discussions and tips on mastering the art of the complex sale. Thanks for joining us.